Brock, and you are listening to the Sun on the Strip podcast. I am the entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun, and I'm here every Wednesday to guide you through everything fun that's happening on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. Shows, music, nightlife, food, and more. Thank you for coming along. You can find this show every week at lasvegassun.com/podcasts or at Apple Podcasts. It's March 11th, and I'm definitely off the strip this week. I'm on vacation in Chicago, but I've still got Vegas on the brain. Let's start by following up on some big entertainment news from just a few days ago. Garth Brooks is going to perform the first public concert event at Allegiant Stadium, which will become the home of the Las Vegas Raiders this year. August 22nd is the date for that show. Tickets are on sale this week, Friday, March 13th, and there are three ways to get them. You can go to Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. You can call Ticketmaster at 877-654-2784, or you can use the Ticketmaster app on your mobile device. Obviously, this is going to be a major milestone for Vegas and for the new venue. I don't think you're going to want to miss this show. And then over at the Mirage, there were many reports last week concerning 11-year headliner Terry Fader leaving the theater that's named after him there. I didn't write about this yet because I've essentially received a no comment from Fader's representatives and from officials at MGM Resorts, which operates the Mirage, but other outlets have reported that the Mirage is exercising a clause in Fader's contract and asked him to find a new home on the Strip due to decreased ticket sales as of late. And Fader has confirmed to the Las Vegas Review-Journal that he's looking for a new venue. It's uncertain where that would be at this time, or if it might even be with another MGM property. Who knows what could happen. The Mirage is currently selling tickets to Terry Fader's show through June 30th. Across the street at Bally's, there are some changes coming to the back room, a small showroom near the BLT Steak and Nobu restaurants. I wrote about this in last week's Curtain Up column, a weekly piece at lasvegassun.com, all about shows on the Strip. The Misbehave Game Show that has been there for about 3 years will close on March 22nd, and the X-Rocks Burlesque Show will be moved to a different location at Bally's as the back room is renovated into some sort of undefined new nightlife concept. Caesars Entertainment has promised more info on that project very soon. And the Sahara this week announced more of its ongoing $150 million renovation plans. It's creating a new water feature at the main entrance on Las Vegas Boulevard that will include dancing fountains and a 24-foot color-changing chandelier. The Sahara also announced three new dining concepts coming this fall: Chickies and Pete's, the first strip location of the Philadelphia-based Crab House and Sports Bar, a Chinese restaurant, and a new Italian restaurant. The Sahara recently opened its new poker room, as well as the Prendi coffee and sandwich spot and the Tangier lobby bar. Some new show announcements this week. As predicted, Cher has announced new dates at Park MGM to make up for her recently canceled residency concerts, but she's added a whole lot more, too. Classic Cher is now scheduled for 19 new dates from July through November, and tickets go on sale this Friday. Comedian and actor J.B. Smoove will make his Wynn debut at Encore Theater for one night of stand-up on July 18th. Those tickets also go on sale Friday. Bob Dylan returns to Las Vegas on June 20th at Mandalay Bay Event Center with opening act Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. Those tickets are on sale Friday. Tommy Davidson, the comedian you know from In Living Color, he recently performed off-strip, and now he's bringing a recurring residency of sorts to Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club at the Link Promenade. It's 9 shows starting April 5th and continuing through May. Tickets for Tommy Davidson are already on sale. And the space formerly known as Chaos at the Palms has booked its first public concert since shutting down in the fall. It's now being called the Palms Pool, and it will host UB40 on May 3rd. Tickets for this show go on sale Friday. David Lee Roth returns to his residency at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay this month. He kicked it off earlier this year, and since then he's been out on the road opening for Kiss on its big farewell tour. I got the chance to talk with Diamond Dave about that gig, about how big a deal it is to play Vegas right now, about Van Halen, and a whole lot more. Check it out.
Yeah, testing 1, 2, 3. Pledge allegiance to the flag of United Purple Mountains Majesty. Have you actually been to that place?
Never, never.
Purple Mountains Majesty sounds like a strip tea place in Las Vegas, doesn't it? Hey, I am out here. I'm playing with the rock band Kiss. There's 120 of us in the rolling tour. It's the Cirque du Soleil. And we've been everywhere from, the Carolinas. I'm on my way to St. Paul as we speak, everywhere from the floods to the snow. And I can tell you that all roads lead to Las Vegas. I don't care what Romans say anymore. All the roads lead to Las Vegas. Whoever you are, I'm looking out at an audience of four generations now. And it's on everybody's mind that virtually anybody from Gaga to Roth, from Bruno to Van Morrison, from all of my classic rock friends and colleagues are literally right across the street. I myself am on classic rock radio, what do you think, 14 times a day? Unless it's a holiday. 97.1 AM is just killing it over, your way. I think I'm on every other hour, unless it's rush hour or, the finer holidays, New Year's, Halloween, March Madness. You're going to come to the show for the March Madness, Brock? I'm inviting you. It's an official invitation.
I'll be there.
We are at velocity now. They say, I think it's either the Bible or the Talmud, that you have to have 5 songs to play Sin City. And the best example of that, of course, is What's New, Pussycat? Whoa, that's the first one. Come on. What's your other favorite songs by him? Delilah, nice. She's a lady, good. My personal theme song, if you can name it, I'll start singing it. He always runs while others walk. I started singing that when I was 12. You're right, Thunderball, Brock! Good. And he only has 5 songs. I have closer to 20 that you recognize instantly. It is the narrative of your entire, since, 40 summers. I'm a counselor now, but I started as a camper, too, 40 years ago. And it doesn't even matter if you hit me. There are 3 people, and it says this for sure in the Bible. There's those that love you, those that hate you, and if you're lucky, you'll get ones who love to hate you. Every bad guy in professional wrestling, every Muhammad Ali, every Howard Stern, every David Lee has thrived on that. And if you love to hate me, now you hate yourself for loving me. You're right. A little too early for Joan Jett. That's why I did it, Rod. That's why I did it.
It's never too early for Joan Jett. How could you say that?
It's never too early for defiance. You remember that little baby angel smoking the cigarette on Van Halen's 1984 album cover? I found that in the portfolios. There were about, my body weight in artist portfolios. It's one of my responsibilities. And when I found that photo, we didn't doctor it at all. We simplified the name. But can you imagine that logo today in today's woke kind of atmosphere? You've heard of Me Too. I'm a member of Me Too, but Dave, not you. I've landed neatly in Vegas, which is something you don't wind up in anymore. You work your way up to the top of this mountain. The productions, the rooms, the sound, the visual is profound. I've played everywhere in the free world that would have me in 4 places who are still thinking about it. And I can tell you right now that the value of playing in Vegas and what I'm doing out here is, I decided to get a job. I took 5 years off because my brother from another mother, Edward, is not well. And as a colleague, as someone who was downed, I did, I shaved my head. I'm part Buddhist. That's not new knowledge. And I took 5 summers out of respect to see if my colleague, my old friend, would rally. And he has some good life ahead of him, but the road is unforgiving. And we got to the end of our 5, and I'm back, and I'm back with a vengeance.
Do you feel like you're still going to be tinkering, or are you pretty set with what you want to do at this point?
I have a band that is beyond stellar, and we're capable of playing everything from the local millionaire's birthday party. First thing I asked these guys is, can you play expensive? And they told me, yeah. We can play the Super Bowl. I mentioned that's going to be back in the offing at some point soon. I'm being threatened. I'm saying by who, but they're looking and threatened. I can play Willie's Farm Aid. I can play Las Vegas, and I can open for Kiss, which in itself is an audience that arrives with beyond expectation. Think about that. Kiss is one of the original Cirque du Soleil level rock bands. Starts with music, but escalates into literally millions and millions of dollars worth of production and bang for your buck that moves from city to city. I understand building the roof and, you know, and then, okay, we installed the sound system. That's quite a feat in itself. Now let's move Mecca from city to city. Whoa, that's quite an undertaking. And it requires reading the audience. It requires taking a chance. If all you do when you arrive in Las Vegas is simply play your concert set that you had in a local arena, that's not what we came to Las Vegas for. We want more. I have very big expectations because I know that you don't just arrive or land in Las Vegas. You wind up in Laughlin, not Vegas. There's plenty of casinos to go play in. You earn your way into this city right now. And it is those of us who come from places all over the world where we eat at the A-list. A McDonald's, A Denny's. Today I'm eating at A Burger King. But if you make your way to Las Vegas, you become a one-name person. Dave, Gaga, Bruno, all right? You can drop all whatever the articles and just go Eagles, Aerosmith. It's just a solid part of your musical and cultural past, your history. And if you're lucky enough to get here, you have to bring more and be special. So for me, as opposed to patterned robotics, which is probably certainly more dependable if you're operating a trapeze act, for me, it's a little bit closer to what Coltrane and Billy were doing on the jazz stage. We take chances here, big chances, the way the Grateful Dead do sometimes. It's a high bar in terms of pattern formatted. Okay, we have the laser beam at exactly this time, and that's a wonderful way to go. I prefer to take chances, and we call it genius by midnight. In jazz, if you reach for it, it's like the high bar. There's no in-between. There's in-betweens in baseball. I say he made it, you say he dumped. In the high bar, there's no equivocating. You either made it or you didn't. And it's glorious in its effort. Perhaps Muhammad Ali's single greatest achievements over the years were when he face planted and it reminded us of ourselves. I don't know, aren't you a natural born Airedale Terrier who always gets it right from the very first time, Brock? Careful, we're going to interview your wife after this. That's what I thought. Me neither. Do you know the term wabi-sabi? It's not wasabi. That's something you had at sushi last weekend, and it was great. Very spicy. Wabi-sabi, wabi-sabi, is an ethic, and it means that which is perfect because it's imperfect. A lot like your favorite blue jeans. Here's a wabi-sabi joke. Thank God for dogs, or I'd never get that new smell out of my pickup truck. The guitar player in Rolling Stones, Keith, wabi-sabi incarnate, and my voice is wabi-sabi, and my laugh sounds like four flat tires on a muddy road trying to catch up. I'm a walking, talking metaphor.
I'm sure that lots of things have changed since you were on the road with this kind of hectic schedule that you have right now. But has the actual on-stage experience changed for you over the years?
I've come to value it eminently. That's a space like a boxing ring. How many people literally sacrifice their health to get to it? And then you sacrifice your health to stay with it, whether that's a theater stage, an opera stage, the ballet floor, the dance halls are Pamsi, the shining city. Now that the whole world has internet in 126 languages, you can say everything from Cambodian to Fiji. You can say, hey, show me that step. And practice it. And you can do that with a musical instrument. You can do that with your voice. And there is so much great talent and so much ambition and energy now, so much more than when I started. I value that effort, and I value that which I have more than I ever have before. The injury rate in my job is like in the NFL. 100%. NFL stands for not for long, by the way. That was the original definition. It has nothing to do with football. It's actually a musical term. But I'm looking at 40 summers and a full house. Are you kidding? We're going to play to 500,000 people by Hanukkah.
David Lee Roth is at the House of Blues at Mandalay Bay March 18th, 20th, 21st, 25th. 27th and 28th. Head over to houseofblues.com for info and tickets. Let's do the weekend rundown. Don't forget, you can always find extra entertainment options on and off the strip every Friday in my Best Bets column at lasvegassun.com. Chicago is wrapping up its run at Venetian, and Billy Idol is closing it out at the Palms this weekend. Rod Stewart is here this weekend and next at the Coliseum at Caesars. Lionel Richie picks it up at Encore Theater at Wynn, and 311 finishes its three-night run at Park Theater. Trippie Redd is on the mic at the House of Blues, Bill Maher's on stage at the Mirage, Shania Twain returns to Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood for her residency, and Post Malone takes over at MGM Grand Garden Arena Saturday night. Then on Sunday, you've got Jeff Dunham returning to the Coliseum, and Il Volo back at the Pearl. At the Palms. In the clubs, you've got the fourth Art of the Wild weekend featuring some huge names in international dance music at Wynn's venues, Encore Beach Club, and XS Nightclub. Check out my preview of that event in Las Vegas Weekly this week or at lasvegasweekly.com. There's also Lil Wayne at Dre's this weekend, Steve Aoki and Lil Jon at Hakkasan, Tyga at Jewel, Mustard and San Holo at Marquee, Tiesto at Omnia, and 311's epic concert after party at On the Record at Park MGM. Thanks for listening to The Sun on the Strip. Follow all my Vegas entertainment coverage in The Sun, The Weekly, and Las Vegas Magazine simply by visiting lasvegassun.com and clicking on Entertainment. You can reach me anytime at brock.radke@lasvegassun.com or find me on Twitter at brockvegas3. Have a great week.